Words for Life is by Pastor David Sterry of Beaumaris Baptist Church here in Melbourne.
Good morning, everybody. 2019 will bring new things for all of us in one way or another. It will bring things that you don't know about, and it will bring things that you might know about. Individually, there'll be new hopes. There'll be new life changes, perhaps. There'll be new challenges to face. There'll be new habits to form. There'll be new resolutions to make. And together as a church, we will have a new identity as we move into a new chapter, as one merged church across two sites, Beaumaris and Mordialloc. And as Marg has highlighted, new service time starting trialling from next week, a 9:30 morning service here, and then an 11 o'clock one at Mordialloc. And that brunch, bacon and eggs, does sound good, but I don't think it's quite on that scale. It's a bring and share brunch, not a come and plunder lunch, a brunch. But nevertheless, the whole point of that is community and building relationships and building community. And that's a part of a new ministry and mission adventure that we'll be embarking on as God's people, and new people as a part of our church family. Life is full of new things that come our way. Some new things we like to come our way. Other new things we're not so sure about. New things can bring a sense of anticipation, but they can also bring with them a sense of apprehension. And never is that more so than at the start of a new year. Or is it? In fact, it was actually the coming to earth of Jesus, which we've just celebrated at Christmas, and the beginning of Jesus' ministry, that was a time like never before of new things. And over this summer season, today and through the month of January, we're going to take a closer look from the early chapters of John at some of the new things that came about as a result of Jesus' coming to earth and Jesus' ministry. And today we begin with what I call new blessings. As we reflect on the first part of John chapter 1, and in particular verse 16, which in the NIV says, "From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another." Say that again. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. I've never actually been to Niagara Falls. I'm sure some of you have. Who's been there? Yeah, quite a number of you have. You can probably speak to this better than I can. But I have seen some friends who've shared some video footage with me, and what struck me about it was this seemingly unending, limitless, full capacity of water pouring out that just never let up, and it just kept coming, and it just kept coming, and it kept coming. This huge quantity of water overflowing. Well, God has an unending, limitless, full supply of grace to pour out and of his blessings to pour out. And it's not just for some of us. It says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. One blessing after another. What are some of those new blessings? What are some of those one blessing after another that might have been your experience in the year gone by? There'll be an opportunity to engage with that and to share with people around you in that space at the end of the message. But let's take a closer look at what Jesus brought, some of these new blessings one after another. And out of that verse 16, from the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. We read in the verses just around that, the one before, the ones before it, the one after it. We read what some of those significant new blessings are. The first one we read about in verse 14 is the new blessing of the presence of God. Verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." This is a time of the year when people, when campgrounds and caravan parks and beach foreshores and the bush by rivers all fill up with what? People pitching their tents and people going camping. That's why there's things like beach missions, because there's people everywhere down by the beach this time of the year. Do they do that all year round? No, they don't. It's usually only a temporary thing. as part of the holiday season. It's people go camping for a few days or for a few weeks. But the word that John uses here of Jesus made his dwelling among us literally means that Jesus pitched his tent among us. And it wouldn't just be for a few days or for a few weeks. It would be a permanent thing. The presence of God in a real and ongoing way is a blessing that came like never before with Jesus' coming. And yes, God had been present with people before. In the Old Testament, God had been present with his people, and that had been symbolized by the tent and then the tabernacle and then the temple of God. But Jesus came bringing the blessing of the presence of God in a permanent and lasting way, in a way more real and tangible than ever before, in a way that literally brought God down to earth, and not only with us, but even beyond Jesus, in us, through the presence of the Holy Spirit. That means that wherever we are, as a follower of Jesus, God is present with us. Beautiful Psalm 139 reminds us of that. Let me read just a few verses from that psalm. Psalm 139 from verse 7. It says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast." Whatever situations you might have faced in 2018, whatever you might face in 2019, God is present with you. Whatever, none of us know what the day ahead will hold, let alone what the year ahead will hold, but God will be present with us. As it says here in Psalm 139, "Your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast." This is not just any hand guiding you. This is not just any right hand holding you fast. This is the all-powerful, all-loving, but always present hand of God. How have you been blessed, I wonder, through the presence of God through 2018? Through the good, the bad, and the ugly, perhaps, of 2018? How might you need God's presence moving forward into 2019 with its knowns and with its unknowns? One blessing after another that Jesus brought. First and foremost, the presence of God like never before. But secondly, the grace of God, which is directly spoken about in verse 16, when it says, out of his fullness, we have all received grace. We have all received grace, a blessing after blessing out of that. But then it's spoken about again in verse 17, when it says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." These days, many companies and stores have loyalty cards. I have a few of them myself, including my Qantas frequent flyer card. Only problem is, I'm not a real Qantas frequent flyer. I joined years ago when I did travel a bit more and I did some greater distances, but these days I don't earn many points at all. I don't earn many points from flying. I don't earn many points from shopping. And even if I did earn a lot of points, they've tweaked the system a little so that it makes it actually harder and harder for you to actually get value out of those points. The point is, excuse the pun, you have to earn points, and you have to earn lots of them to receive anything. You have to reach a certain criteria. It's not just for anyone to be able to reap the benefit of that. And in reality, it's not a standard that many people are able to reach. They don't do enough traveling. They don't do enough shopping. It takes years and years, typically, for people to reach what's needed. But when it comes to God's grace, the wonderful blessing is that you don't have to be able to reach a certain standard to receive it. God's grace is given freely to us all, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've done, not done, no matter what standard we've reached or not reached. God's grace is such a blessing because it's something that none of us deserve. And it's evident like never before in Jesus. Jesus, who came to earth and treated all people exactly the same.
Jesus, who despite all that we're not, reaches out to us not just with a trickle of grace, but with an overflowing, limitless supply of grace. Someone once described grace as God's riches at Christ's expense. Looking back on the year that's been, how have you been blessed by God's grace? Or how might, looking ahead to the year ahead, how might you need God's grace afresh as you head into a new year? You know, many people make New Year's resolutions and usually they're a flop. Usually people have all this intent and they say, I'm going to try harder, I'm going to do better, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But can I say that God's grace is not so much about trying to do better. God's grace is about being more aware of the presence of God and of his undeserved grace shown towards us. God doesn't want us to try harder. He wants us to be more aware of his grace. One new blessing after another, in and through Jesus. The presence of God, the grace of God, and thirdly, the glory of God. There's one constant about a new year. In wherever you are, or in cities or country towns, even around the much of the world, and that is fireworks. Fireworks seem to happen on New Year's Eve in all kinds of places. They light up the sky. And it's usually the fireworks that I've seen are usually in an incredible display where you see all kinds of glorious patterns and colours, and just when you think they're going to stop, there's this other one goes off here, there and everywhere. But even more glorious than the best New Year's Eve fireworks is the glory of God. What does it say here in John chapter 1 in verse 14? The second part of verse 14, it says, John says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. God's glory is evident or can be seen in creation. And I love the glory of God that's evident in creation. When you see a beautiful sunrise, or a beautiful sunset. In fact, last night we were watching a movie at home with the family, but we could see out the window the glorious sky, the orange sky. Was a beautiful sunset, at least from where we were, and a spectacular scenic view. You look up at the stars above at night. There are many and varied ways in which God's glory is evident or can be seen in creation. Dallas Willard puts it like this: God has left his fingerprints behind to show us where he's been. His signature is smeared across every part of creation. But as wonderful as God's glory is in creation, God's glory is not only clearly evident there, but it's even more clearly evident in Christ. As John says here, and that is also echoed in the book of Hebrews, where in Hebrews chapter 1 we read, the Son is the radiance of God's glory. The Son, that's Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory. The glory of God in the Old Testament wasn't actually something anyone could see directly. People had to hide their faces from it. It was overwhelming. It was too much. But in Jesus came the new blessing of being able to say, I've seen, we've seen the glory of God in a new and wonderful way. How has God's glory been evident? In creation or in Christ in the year gone by, I wonder. How might you be able to see more of God's glory into 2019? One blessing after another through Jesus, through God's presence, God's grace, God's glory, and finally God's truth. Here in John chapter 1 in verse 17 says, the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You know, the world that we live in and the culture that we're a part of today, preference has actually taken precedence over truth. Preference has taken precedence over truth. I enjoy taking photos on my digital camera in my spare time, and particularly what I enjoy is not just using the automatic settings, but actually trying to take pictures, choosing and using all kinds of different manual settings and trying to get those right. And sometimes that can be a challenge, trying to get those right because it's not always easy. If I experiment too much and if I change the settings onto one that's not right, what happens? I will get a blurred photo. God gives us the setting for life through Jesus and his word, the Bible. But if we manually change the settings, if we choose to change them onto ones that aren't the right settings, what will happen? We will blur things. We will blur the truth. We can get life and truth pretty blurred before we know it. We don't have to wonder about the way to live life. We don't have to wonder what really is the truth in life. We don't have to wonder what really is life-giving in life, because all these things are found in Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. All these things are found in God's manual for life, the Bible. We have all received one blessing after the other through Jesus: God's presence, God's grace, God's glory, and God's truth revealed like never before. All of these things are evident here in God's word, the Bible. What about in your life, I wonder? Through 2018, what blessings have been yours in 2018? Whether it's linked in with God's grace, whether it's linked in with God's presence, whether it's linked in with God's truth or God's glory or something else. We are encouraged to count our blessings. We are encouraged to think about the ways that we have been blessed, one blessing after the other. Often we give the opportunity in our services for people to greet others. And we're going to give you that opportunity in a moment to share with people around you, to say hi, to just really bless one another in that conversation, to share in relationship or conversation for a few minutes. And as I said, we're going to give you that opportunity in a moment. But we also want to encourage you to include in that time, give you the opportunity as a part of that time, to share with people around you what is a way that God has blessed me? What is a blessing of God that I can share with someone else? And no matter what our circumstances are, no matter what our year has been like, blessings aren't just there when everything is good. Blessings aren't just about the good stuff. Blessings are there, God's presence, God's grace, God's glory, and God's truth are not connected at all to whether our circumstances are good or not good. God's blessings are there as a constant, whether things are good, not so good. So I invite you, I encourage you to share with others around you. Yes, greet one another, get to know one another a little. But as a part of that, share something, consider sharing a blessing, something that's been a blessing for you through 2018. It might be something out of God's presence, something out of God's grace, God's glory, or God's truth. But it might be some other aspect of God's blessing. So I invite you to do that in a moment. And then at the end of that time, the worship team will come and lead us in "Great is Your Faithfulness." But before we do that, let's pray together. Thank you, God, for your blessings. They are many and they are varied. And as we come to the end of, towards the end of 1 year, we thank you for the many blessings that we have experienced, that we have received in and through you this year gone by. Lord, whatever our circumstances, whatever challenges we faced, nevertheless, you, the blessings of your presence, the blessings of your grace, of your glory, and of your truth are constant and much more. We thank you that as 1 year draws to a close and a new one begins, we thank you that these things are constant, these things are continual. Your blessings are new every morning, and we're so grateful for them. In and through the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.